right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Wonderful music as we'll join here Firefly tonight. Well, lovely Ray John will be brushing his pearly whites. Joining us also is Brandon Polish Nose Novak. The shitbird soars. I am Duco, and Bam sits next to me. Let's hear him talk.
Let's hear the master.
Yeah, how was the drive with you and Novak?
Oh,
isn't that the first time you ever drove together?
Yeah, we just were quiet most of the time.
We bonded.
Yeah,
right. You're a liar. We bonded.
Yeah, we bonded.
It was like, because you know how everyone's always like, well, what would you and Deco do if you hung out for a day?
I know.
We actually hung out and had, like, a great ride. Like, I really had a good time. Did you?
No.
Yeah. What was he talking about?
We were just talking about shit stories.
All right, dude. Here, Deco, tell the pager story. It's great.
Well, yeah, one time I had a pager when they were incredible technological advances, and I went to the DK Diner, and I had a nice nerd sweater on, and I took a nice old log jam in the toilet, and then when I pulled my pants off, since the pager was, like, on my waist, I pulled them up. Then when I went to do my zipper and belt, I pulled my sweater up, so that flipped the pager off, and I got a hole in one right in the poop and pee. So not even thinking that, of course, it's not going to work, I just stuck my hand back in. Well, then I washed up and went back and ate, and it was broken anyway.
But, like, a pager is not going to work when it's fully water-bound and piss and shit, and he hasn't even ate yet. I'm like... So then he tells me about when he dropped his shades in a fucking shit and piss toilet. And I'm like, dude, I know you sound like
you're
putting back on your face. And he lies, but I know he wears them glasses, dude.
You shit and pissed, and then your pager fell in, and you still sound
like you did. There's no way to ever work a pager. So he got it for nothing. And then he went and ate with shit hands.
I pulled all kinds of crucial stuff out of the toilet.
Dude, I watched my... I got a topper here, guys. I was seven years old. My grandmother took me to McDonald's, a local-ass McDonald's. It's like the hot shit McDonald's of McDonald's, right? It's like a serious happening joint. It's like a
like the convenient one.
Yeah. So it's like tabs, cakes on tap, Wawa, like really fucking packed all the time. So I go into the bathroom, and this dude comes out, and he finds my grandmother. He said, I think your grandson's in the bathroom. She says, yes. She said, he's washing his face in the toilet bowl. I full on was dipping my hands there washing my face.
Ew,
I swear to God, dude.
So you were cleaning yourself
up. I swear. Yeah, I thought I was making a power move, dude.
Nah, you needed help then, man. Somebody kicked you.
I never got the help I needed, man. So now I'm like, fuck everything, man. You know? Well, I get healthy now. I have so much shit in my system. If I get healthy, I'd probably die. So I'm just going to keep on this downward spiral. I'll probably live like 150 and you'll fucking be happy.
I took Novak to London just because he got a passport because he cleared up his wallet.
Oh, you took him because you like me.
And, and remember, Steve-O was looking for Special K Survey.
He finally finds it. And I walk up to this random room at this party that we're at.
It was hell.
There's this girl... straight up stripper, like she, for some reason, it was just a random club, but she was in like high heels and a full blown thong, like just walking around like that.
Like my girlfriend.
And Steve-O's doing like Special K off the bitch's ass, and then she goes, oh, Bam, can you sign this for my daughter? Like, she wanted me to sign some for her daughter as she's getting, like, Special K snipped off of her ass.
she pull her pants up to stop the whole motion. Like, wow, in mid-bend over, crotchless, she wants you to sign something for her. Dude, I'm sure that son loves her mother. Dude, fuck. Man.
That shit's gnarly. What does that even do?
Dude, I was in this club one time. I went to my girlfriend took me to this gay parade, a gay pride parade. So I go to it, and I'm in a rave.
Yeah, right. You are.
That was all you.
Dude, they have good drugs and party things in them gay parades. Dude, them gay guys like to party, man. So I'm in there. So I'm at this thing, right? And fucking this rave full on dancing, fluorescent lights and shit, all these nut jobs. And this dude comes up and puts something on my face. And I thought it was just a little bit of pick-me-up or something. And next thing I know, dude, I'm against the wall, and the bathroom's like where the door is out of this radio room, and I had to piss so bad, but I could not figure out how to get to that bathroom. Like, I couldn't figure out how to put one step in front of the other. It's like the gnarliest thing ever. I wouldn't, like, I love drugs, and I wouldn't know if it was right here. That's the one drug I would turn down, Ray.
There you go.
Ray, tell us what's in Special K. That's cat horse tranquilizer.
It's ketamine. It's some kind of ghetto-ass shit, man.
I thought it was cat tranquilizer.
It's like it's a horse or a cat tranquilizer.
I mean, I'm not advocating any kind of substance abuse.
Oh, shut up.
But everything we're doing was invented before 1979, so fucking keep it that way and you'll be okay.
Would you ever do ketamine, Ray?
Me?
Yeah.
Not on purpose.
I like that answer, dude. I need that. That keeps you clear of any charges.
Not on purpose.
Like, that'll keep you clear of charges. You can never get locked up with that answer.
Man, if you work where I work, you got to try and fucking keep that shit out of your
system. Smuggle that shit out, man. You got all the good pills and everything.
Try to keep it out of me, man. Thinking now you're fucking...
I'm trying to keep it in me, bitch, so smuggle them.
So when we were in London, I found the dude's address who fucking
did a
donut in the Lamborghini during the gumball. And, he was paid to be on the gumball to make sure the cars got on the airplanes properly. And I was, like, skeptical of giving the keys to anybody, you know? I'm like, I don't give a fuck if he's hired to do the gumball and perfectly put the cars in there. Like, I don't want to take those chances. So I did anyway. Asshole chooses my car to do a fucking donut in, drops the fucking clutch, had to replace it for, like, $10,000. So I found the dude's address. We fucking got so much. We got all this white paint. Threw it all over his car, kicked the doors in, or kicked all the...
What kind of car was it?
It was a Peugeot.
Peugeot
of some kind.
Peugeot.
And,
wasn't a bad car, though. I thought it was nice.
Dude, the cops came. We fleed the scene. Then we had the Jackass 2 premiere. They were at the red carpet trying to arrest me, but me and Novak snuck out of the bag. And we showed up covered in white paint, just caked in white paint, because we didn't bring any outfits. We just brought the clothes on our back.
Like, if a cop stopped us, there was no way of getting out of this.
That was Halloween, right?
We were like, well, maybe we were writing a term paper or something, had to use some white out, but, dude, we were covered head to toe.
I have the newspaper article right here.
Check it out.
It says, Leicester Square got debauched and dirty last night from the Jackass crew to promote their latest movie, Jackass 2. The buzz can reveal eye-catching antics. Let me get to my part. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Let me talk about me.
After the boys arrived at Heathrow Airport Monday, checked into the Crown Moran Hotel in Cheswick, West London, one of the main guys in the gang, Bam Margera, led the bunch to Inner Park Road, SW19. The idea was to roll a car. One of Bam's long-term enemies who had damaged Bam's prized Lamborghini during the gumball rally in April. Friends of Bam said that he was so annoyed at the $16,000 damage to his motor car that he wanted to trash his to reveal to show what it felt like. Police were called when onlookers reported that Bam threw paint on the car, jumped off of his roof, causing irreplaceable damage. It goes on and on.
You little car parking homo, you won't fuck with a Lambo again, will you?
The Jackass boys left the scene before the police arrived. The police seized camera footage from the film crew and gumball. No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
What?
We were sitting in the lobby. They didn't seize it. They got a copy of it. But, dude, the whole thing was like me and Steve. We were at Steve O just talking about waiting for drugs to get back to the hotel.
Dude, you and Steve O together, that's a fucking nightmare.
And then it says,
it says fire with fire. Though.
It said whether Bam would make the premiere, he turned up in paint-splattered clothes to see co-stars Johnny Knoxville and Wee Man. Like, dude, look at this photo.
I saw that.
I'm just caked.
Covered. I was like, what the fuck are you wearing?
Actually, the guy from the gumball just called me for a release. I had the message on my phone. He's like, you know, you guys destroyed the car, and we're going to need you to sign this release so we can show it.
Yeah.
So you'll probably have to fly back to London again to sign that release, man.
I got a passport now. I'm going to go everywhere with you. I'm going to go everywhere with you.
You thought I rode your coattail before, bitch. Look out.
I'll be like a dingleberry that you can't
take. Where's your honeymoon in United Arab Emirates? I'll go.
Get a joining room because I'm coming, bro.
Get one of them cots.
Put me in your suitcase.
Don't worry. I won't sleep in the same bed as you, but I'll sleep in the cot in the same room.
$50.
Little pissy cot. I don't care what it is. I just want to go.
Dude, you know what? I really realized
I need a burger.
I really realized how small my dick is, man. I really did it. I mean, like, it,
did you have a dick off with Dave from Kildare?
Yeah, a little midget bass. He's a little midget fucking complex homo, dude. But I do like him. He's my friend.
He looks like a ninja turtle.
He's a little complex homo, is what he is. Like, if you're small, you're small. If you got a small, then you got it. You can't change.
Some people,
it.
Like, you could really tell that they have full blown like Napoleon disease.
Yeah, and he, like, I'll call him midget. And I know he's probably at home, like, fucking playing Russian roulette right now. Over when I called him today,
he had a picture of him with all the Kildare waitress girls, and it was hung up. It was hung up in Doc McGregor's in the restaurant, and he just walks by as we're sitting there talking, and he points to the girls on the wall that he's sitting there holding his arms around.
It's like eight girls.
He goes, "Yup, yup, nope." Yep. Nope. Yep. Nope. Nope.
And reality,
like, just like all the ones that he banked, and he's like, "Yep, yep." At the same time,
yeah, right. In reality, he jerked off each night. He said he fucked them girls, dude. That's reality. He is a non-pussy getting buddy.
Yeah, and yeah, he blocking me the one night down the street.
He does get girls.
The Indian broad.
Who the fuck did? And I locked her in the bathroom upstairs.
Yeah, so did the kid last night at Hooters when we went there. He's like, "Yo, I banged out this Indian chick." I was like, "Was there an Indian broad?" He's like, "Yeah, it was."
Yeah, who the fuck did bang that whore?
The chick that puked the curry all over the couch.
Yeah.
Not only was she Indian, she just happened to puke curry up all over the place.
Like, that smells so hard.
And then she moved in, she came down, Bam's robe on, making eggs.
What a turn on.
Dude, the bitch.
Well, she made herself right at home after that.
No, I mean, she's a cool chick. Yeah. But
any bitch kicks out the first night's cool.
It was just so funny that she barfed all over the place. And then, like, you think the next morning she would be out of here, like, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
She's downstairs in a robe cooking eggs and shit.
Dude, I physically locked in the bathroom. She had to jimmy her way out of the bathroom to make these eggs. Like, I'd be scared. Like, whoa, these guys
she
are not coming out of here.
Like, a fresh glass of OJ and shit.
Like, bitch, did I lock you in the bathroom? Aren't you still supposed to be on lockdown? Motherfuck.
Man, that's terrible. You really locked her in the she slept on the tile.
She had no... She went to jail.
So like a pile of sand when she left?
She thought it was like a first-class resort.
That bitch. But, dude, she's an idiot.
She sweats sand, what?
She's fine as wine, man. She will let you do anything you wanted to her. I mean, I could shit in her mouth and she'd get off.
Would you like God, anything smells better
dude,
than
that
me.
Asshole of yours.
Did you bang her in the ass?
I did every... I mean, besides all that fist fucking and pissing and shitting on him, like, I did everything to this Indian brawl you can imagine. She's fine as wine.
She licked first her ass. First night you ever met her?
No, it was the first night I fucked her, but it was like the third night I did everything I wanted to her.
Did you lick her ass?
No, I didn't lick her ass.
You never...
Did she lick yours, though? Very occasionally.
It's because all the girls you pick are like sick, disgusting strippers.
Every bitch I fuck, I know's fucked the whole bar, so I'm not eating her pussy.
Yeah, you fucked some fucking gnarly fucking
girls. Dude, the strip club he took me to...
You liked it.
It was cool, but I mean, the girls...
Ranks been there. Skin.
Dude, oh my god.
There was pussy stains on the pool table.
I like that place.
Dude, I brought this.
I'm like, ew, dude, look at this pool table. There's fucking pussy stains all over it.
And then I banged one bitch out on this very pool table.
I brought this girl I was dating to that Skins place. She got, dude, we got jumped. How do you bring a girl out for a first date and she gets jumped
by two other fucking
chicks? I don't think they knew you were on your first date.
And some grown man from Turner tried to fucking punch her in the face.
It's like a
stripper.
It's like a cocaine. Like a cocaine drug lord that owns the place, so that's my kind of joint. That's why I'm there every night.
No tipping zone.
That's the worst.
Yeah, I walked in there and I'm like, man, I haven't even partied in a while. He's like, where'd you just come from? I was just some bro just hit me all of a sudden in the back. Remember that?
Yeah,
I wasn't even thinking.
Dude, that's like the worst fucking
aspirin
first
that is.
Never bring a girl out with fucking Novak ever.
Wow. I'll get you, Leah. No.
Did you cock block?
Yeah, right.
Dude, we got jumped by two fucking ghetto ass fucking Puerto Rican chicks and a grown man tried to fucking deck the girl I was with. Luckily, she could duck.
Dude,
you know?
She saved, that guy saved the fucking girl from you that night.
Didn't you guys come up with Lennon that one night and you ended up getting
Right
across the street?
Lennon
like
got in a fight.
Lennon
like
was there. Skin, Baltimore. No,
Baltimore, when you tried to karate kick that dude in your wing.
Tell about smoking the weed. Tell them why they were smoking weed while they were fighting.
Tell about smoking the weed, Lennon.
Lennon, tell about the fight.
My shoe coming off in the middle of the fight. Like,
dude,
I tried to do a kick and the shoe flew off.
Lennon, okay, here's what happened. Lennon talked all this trash. Got in a fight with this dude, right? Lennon starts trying to do Mortal Kombat moves. Like,
Sweep the leg, Johnny. Sweep the leg.
Like Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, my God,
it was
dude.
Such a lame fight. All his buddies and the enemy's buddies were sitting there puffing a joint.
Dude, we went to St. Peter's Village, which is basically this river with all these rocks on it. And, like, you know, you could try to jump from one to the other. And we were just pressing our luck so bad. Dude, Lennon had some, like, wet slime on his boots. And, like, once you have that on there, like, don't be jumping and shit.
You'll
like,
break your neck. It's gnarly.
I go for this gnarly jump. And I knew that he had the slime on his foot, but I didn't feel like telling him.
Fuck no.
He tried to jump. He lands on the other rock. I thought it was at least, like, 2 feet deep because it was a pretty strong current. That motherfucker. Dude, he was up to his neck.
It's freezing.
How cold was the water?
It was fucking cold as shit. Man.
Like the pool today? Like the pool cold?
Yeah, and there was this hot-ass girl just sitting there with her boyfriend just, like, watching us jump and stuff.
These people...
he's, like, neck-deep in the fucking water in mid-November.
Trying to look like hot shit.
Yeah, these people are trying to play off like they didn't recognize me or Bam or anyone. They're just sitting there like, we'll just stand on this random rock and, like, just pretend like we're just here. And all of a sudden, Lennon falls to fucking water, and they're trying so hard not to laugh.
What's the face like?
He's fucking drowning.
I was like,
crackless crack. It was neck deep.
And he's always got these work wingtips on. He's always got this like business
work
dress
gear. That's the boots I have on now, motherfucker.
Dude, you fucking fell
fucking
in.
Timberland.
Dude, you're John Mark Carr boots.
Fucking John Mark Carr wingtips.
Don't bring it up.
Dude, you're John Mark Carr wingtips. Did you have to put them in the dryer?
Yeah, no, I fucking just let them.
Dude, like how cold was it really though?
It was pretty fun. Wasn't
what month was it?
Been in January, it was like February.
Yesterday. Your adrenaline was probably flowing. You were trying to get out of that strong-ass current.
I was a good 200 feet away, and all I hear is like, ah!
Yeah, like it was such a panic jump because the rock was on an incline. So once he landed on the incline, he realized that his foot was all slippery. And you just hear like the weirdest thing. Like, ah! And then he's like in the water, and then dude, once I saw like his neck up to the water, I'm like, oh my God, is that deep?
Yeah. I just looked at Bam, and we're like, what can we do? Can we even save him?
Did the current,
like,
did the current take him down?
He's just standing there laughing.
Yeah,
he's standing there laughing at me.
Oh, I was crying. You made my day.
Then he got all
you made my day 100% better.
You know
what? You're
playing white people every time something bad happens. You're like, oh, crackers. I'm like, you're the one that slipped, dude. It wasn't my fucking fault.
Crackers.
That's always awesome. Blame it on the white man.
I moved myself out of there as quick as I could. I was like,
all right, let's play some Dope Stars Inc. here.
They do drugs?
Yeah, of course. They're
from Italy. The
bus. That I like.
On Radio Bam Faction.
28.
we're going hot right now.
Stop. We found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Yeah, dude, I was back to London. Remember when we were covered in white paint?
We were filthy.
We were covered in white paint.
No deodorant, we get into a taxi.
We get into a taxi. Oh. The whole fucking back is just caked in white paint. And then the guy realizes it once we get to the hotel, and he's like, "You have to pay for this. This is £500. Did you have to pay?" And I'm just like, "Fuck you, buddy." And I run. My footprints of white paint led to my fucking room.
And the thing is, Steve-O's like, "Yeah, I'll give you £500. So the only one you know how to find was you. So that's why he's trying to get £500 from you, because Steve-O told him to give it to him.
Yeah,
he's all drunk.
Dude, that cab waited outside for fucking all day.
Good 12 hours. Work. A good 12 hours.
Oh,
dude.
Man. It was just so funny that there was white paint that led to my
our room, not before. Like,
an artist would appreciate that.
That's funny. And then at the party that night, I was
walking through
this packed-ass fucking crowd. I just started pissing on this bitch's ass, dude. And then I got away with it. And then I sat down, because I was just walking through the crowd, like trying to sift my way through. Just
Halloween night, jam-packed.
Walking. And once the girl felt the piss on her ass, she realized it was like drunken me. So she comes over and she's like, "I think that you deserve this." And she pours a shot on my head, and Novak instantly just has his full beard. He goes, "Well, you deserve this, bitch." and he drenches her in like a full pint of booze. Oh. And it's all I got was a little mini shot.
And I didn't even do anything.
You deserve this. A little fucking thimble. Like,
yeah. And she poured it on like the back of his jacket so it dripped out. Like, barely touched him. And I'm like,
"And
bitch,
I was so drunk, I didn't even acknowledge it." Yeah. I was like, eh.
I was just into the conversation. Like, "Bitch, you fucking deserve this."
It's like he almost threw his beer before she even dumped hers. It was like, "I think you did that. You did that."
I was waiting for it.
I thought you were going to say he started licking your head when she dumped his shot.
Bringing his hair out.
Little bodyguard.
That was broke. I do the ice luge off his back with a shot.
It's hot though, just like Becky.
Where is that whore, man?
Me and Becky were meant to be. Now bring me a beer, bitch.
Bradley?
Yeah, she's in my phone under Bradley in case my girlfriend sees that calling.
I'm like, Novak, Bradley's calling you.
Dude, my girl.
Bradley sucks the meanest cock and will fuck for hours, dude. Oh. So if you're smart, you'll find a Bradley from Delaware.
It's not right. It's cool. She's got a friend. Her family got some hot like girls. They all live in those little row homes, so they all bang each other out.
That's the thing.
I found that from the man I could kill there.
Yeah, from the little fucking.
The little
midget with the complex put me down with that one, dude. Because think about it. Here in Westchester, it's all these sorority bras. Hey, Lisa, Jenny, we're not fucking him because then we look like whores. But if you go to a town where all these bitches have money to fucking buy an apartment or whatever the fuck they have, just away from their friends, then they fuck undercover, man. You know? So we got to find a remote place.
Everybody
like Dico.
Cheats, bam.
Dico, have you ever cheated?
Only at Checkers.
Shut up, Novak, you fucking faggot.
How's that undergirl? How's that undergirl's working out?
Oh, it's rocking. They're opening at Rex's.
Where? Yeah, right. Yeah. You need somebody to go for nothing.
Yeah. You met your cousin today.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is. Dude.
She's probably.
You don't know who it is.
I have no idea.
Think she's lying?
No, because the same person ran by like 2 years ago.
That means there's a million cousins.
Brandon Scott, this whole family, you'll know him for your whole life, and also new relatives.
Just get a recap
up.
Of Lennon sleeping on the back of the Cadillac.
I love that.
Lennon, can I see your face? Can you reenact the face?
Look at his tongue.
They're the same clothes.
How could you ever pass out like that?
I could never. Pictures online. It's comfortable, man.
It looks like
the back of a.
But look at Alice.
Yeah.
Was there a beehive in the back of the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, the car has been parked in there in the back of the woods for so long.
Who shot those photos?
I don't know. They're beautiful photos.
They're really good.
The thing is, there's a million rooms in this house, Landon. Why'd you think a banded car to fall
through? Doesn't it look like they paused the picture of him doing the Michael J. Fox over the DeLorean
dude,
top?
Dude, he looks like he's fucking dead.
It's so weird.
He's sleeping right on a John Mark car.
His mouth looks like a roast beef sandwich.
Dude.
Okay. I don't even think I could shoot up a fucking syringe full of heroin and probably not even fall asleep on that thing.
Dude. You got a whole mansion to sleep in, and you find an abandoned car in the middle of a 10-acre field in the blazing sun.
I had 2 hours of sleep. Someone woke me up, and then fools start partying again. So we went.
No, not here.
Partying again for like 3 hours, and then that was it. My body started giving out. I'm like, yo, nearest place. Oh, car.
John Mark car.
It's nice and sunny.
Have you been to the airport lately?
No.
Dude, when you wait in the X-ray machine line, they have these cosmetic table things that they either take or just show what you can't bring on.
Like because deodorant.
You know how they say that you can't bring 3 ounces or more of any kind of liquid. So they have like deodorant sitting there,
cologne,
all this shit, and we're waiting in line. So me and Novak are just grabbing the deodorant, like, totally using it, squirting ourselves with the fucking.
Where's this cologne?
Oh, all their shit.
There's a lady.
There's a table.
With a whole table of just everything. Like, if you have tabs, put it on a table. Bottles of water and orange juice and shit. We're just opening up the Avion and just drinking it. Just totally helping ourselves, dude. People, and plus, we're covered in all the paint because we didn't have any change of clothes. We just came in the outfit that we're there because we were only going to London for 2 days. So here we are, covered in paint, looking like total shit. Just totally using the hygiene table. People thought we were such scuzz.
My jacket with the pant has 2 double-sided dicks on the back, dude. They're like, who are these? I'm using people's deodorant and shit. Ugh. I took some toothpaste.
Novak thinks he's like in the club again in freaking London. He's like, oh, it's just like that dude in the bathroom. I got some freaking load, man.
You know that antibacterial soap that they have that you can just use without using water?
Yeah.
We're using that shit, too.
Dude, we smell like a fresh $100 bill come out of the airport, dude. I'm telling you.
That's as good as it could possibly get.
Yeah. Dude, fresh money smells like shit.
It smells like money.
Yeah. Now when you're using it for something, you probably can put that clean
trip.
In. By the time you
smell like a fresh $100 bill, I'm good to go.
Then we're in the airport and we're eating, right? I get this ashtray. So I've never been out of the country before. I just got
this
passport.
This fucking asshole... We go to the Walden Books or whatever in the Heathrow Airport, and I know that the asshole doesn't have any fucking money. He comes walking out with like a John Grisham book and shit. Where'd you get that? He's like, stole it.
Why?
Then we go to the Caviar House and it says London on it. Then
it's ashtray.
Yeah, and then I like look into his little bag with his new John Grisham book. I'm like, what the hell's that now? And I like pick it up. It's like. Oh, Caviar House ashtray. Stole that too.
You have the best stealing tactics. You do. Because remember, whenever we go to Wawa, we go in there and I'm going to buy something. Novak just like, he thinks it's cool. He like has a sandwich tray and he's like, flipping it around, spinning it, and he's like,
let everybody see
it. If you don't look obvious, then, like, people don't realize, you know? Yeah. They think they paid for it. So he just, like, takes shit, he's, like, throwing it around, juggling it, like, walks out the door with
like,
it.
Like, I stand.
Flips it around the air.
I've seen him do that. It walks right out.
He's like, they don't think I'd be stealing it. I'm having fun with it.
He's, like, throwing Doritos up in the air, just making it obvious when he goes walking.
I'll literally go stand at the counter and talk to the checkout bitch, and then, you know, just so out of loop, just walk out. They have no clue.
Out of the loop.
I'm sure they don't give a shit either.
It's a $2 thing.
Not like they own kegs on time. Well, what the fuck do they care if a bag of Doritos is
there? He stole like a whole sandwich tray and he's like carrying it around like this, like walking out. I'm like, did I pay for that? He's like, no. He's like, no, I got it.
No. I got it.
He's like, you want some pepperoni?
Story of my life. I got it.
Jesus. You're
not allowed to go in the Wawa after 12 with your hood up.
What? Oh, that's
so I walk in, I had a hooded sweatshirt, and they're just like, sir, you're going to have to take your hood down. I'm like, why?
You know why?
Why?
It's the same with drug lines in Baltimore City, right? I'm dead serious. When you go on these heroin lines in the back alleys.
How would you know?
I don't know. I mean, go figure. They may take your hood off. They may take your hands out of your pockets and make you get on one knee because they think you're going to rob them for everything. You know what I mean? So you got to see full face features. You got money ready.
Cops do the same thing. Got to get down on one knee.
Yeah, you got to get on one knee because they think if you fucking get it, you're going to take off running.
I'll suck your dick. When you're waiting in the line, they go, boy or girl, boy or girl. Yeah. And boy means coke and girl means heroin.
No, backwards.
It's the other way around.
Yeah. But a speedball, boy, oh boy, do I miss them.
No, don't do that fucking shit.
What if you shot, like,
my cousin died from that.
That's a friend
that
died from that shit.
Is that, like, Rick, is it bad to, like, shoot up vitamins?
Dude, this guy to shoot up everything.
Like iron or something?
No, if, if a doctor...
You know, or like fish oil?
No, sometimes a doctor will give you a B12, a hot B12 injection.
Yeah, I know about that.
Hot beef.
Ew!
HBI? No, a hot beef injection?
I'm talking about...
Hot 12-inch beef injection.
I'm talking about like fish oil.
I know this dirtball buddy of mine I grew up with, his brother on fucking
like
Thanksgiving.
Grapeseed extract.
They were out of shit to shoot, so we just fucking sucked up a whole bunch of Jack Daniels in the needle. He was like, I'll do a lick it.
What happened, dude? What happened? I'm curious.
Shot up a bunch of...
Did he get shit-faced or what?
I guess so. I mean...
Yeah, what if you shot up Grape Street... Grape Street extract.
Grape
you know that shit?
Yeah. It's not the shit that'll probably fuck you up. It's the whatever other...
Like, what would it do, though? What if I got some, like, celery seed and shot it up?
It would clog the needle.
I can tell you.
Celery seed will clog the needle, dude.
What about when... Something like that. Potassium
will eventually fuck you up. That's one of the drugs they give.
Really?
That's one of the things they give you on death row.
Yeah, yeah.
So think that's number three.
So you can buy that over the counter, though?
Well, potassium chloride?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Then I can shoot it and get fucked up?
You stick a banana up your ass and drop dead on the spot.
Can't you not buy the shit that it takes to make meth? Don't you have to sign a paper saying that you're buying it?
No, because they fucking turn every goddamn thing in the supermarket to meth. It's so hard to buy at work. Every fucking chemical I need to buy for work, they're like, oh, you can't buy that. They can make meth out of it. I'm like,
What? Like, what is
fucking
it?
Make
go down
a molecular iodine. I'm like, how can you outlaw a fucking molecule? Like, it's an element.
I was lost after the
like
first word.
Carbon is illegal. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Carbon from like sodas.
It's hard for you to get that shit for work.
All this stuff now that you need to do your work. They're like, people use it to make meth. I'm like, you fucking hillbilly chemist.
Have you ever did meth rakes?
Me?
Yeah.
By accident.
Yeah, I love that answer. Dude,
it wasn't really by accident, but I did it on purpose.
It was just by accident.
Dude, next time a judge asks me if I fucking robbed this bank, I'm going to say by accident, Your Honor.
It was the worst weekend ever, man.
Yeah,
fucking
right.
That shit happened to me by accident, and then fucking...
he always doesn't say that.
He really sounds like John Mark Carr. It was an accident. How she died.
Dude, picture Raekwon, though, at like a pharmacy saying that he needs buy.
I would never give up.
Fed, like
shut up and give me
boxes.
Some more props.
Like it's on meth, dude.
I know, like, I'd be like, dude, you're the total dude who makes meth in the garage. Like,
what's your doctor's number? Let me call.
I'm a chemist, I swear. Like, yeah, right. But he really is.
And I'm the president.
Yeah. No, but listen to this shit.
Faces of meth.
I'm all fucking like, dude,
methadonia.
I can't sleep, and there's no way I'm going to be able to sleep for like a day. And I'm with this chick, but the house I was at...
What was his name?
Her brother was a fucking, like, one of these ultimate fighting dudes.
What do you
have? I'm laying in this girl's bed.
Get to the drugs. Get to the drugs.
I'm going
to
get fucking beaten to death. I'm in this girl's bed, and her brother's, like, one of these ultimate fighters. I'm like, he's going to fucking come in any minute and fucking kill me.
Is this that 17-year-old you're dating?
And what happened?
He ended up letting me bang his sister. It was awesome.
No, back in your worst heroin days, if you really needed it and were flat broke, and some dude was like,
come on,
some fat gay dude was like, well, you can do the heroin, but you got to do it off the reservoir of my balls. Would you do it?
Dude, I do that just in the morning. I do that in the morning when I woke up with money in my pocket, man. A free hit's a free hit, bro.
Dude, all that shit.
Off the reservoir of a grizzly man's balls?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, he eats Bolger's ass out.
I know. I ate a man's asshole out because I was drunk. So, dude, I'll sniff a line off any part.
Dude, he licked Bolger's ass against his will.
Yeah,
like, no, and then the one day we were out, he called. You called Bolger to get him there. You're like, I'll eat his ass out. Get him to the bar. I'll do it.
Dude.
But
brought him there.
Tell the story. Tell the
Novak. Like,
yeah,
you're the one licking a dude's fucking shit.
Bam.
Dude, tell the story.
Tell the whole story when you held it down. Yeah, tell it. Dude, it's so
all right. All right.
Well, we love to pick on Bolger, but
this guy ate his own shit.
We all eight of us. I forget who it was, but all eight of us just totally from started hitting him and like punching him and stuff, like just totally torching him. They're like, Novak, fuck. We're holding him down. Like, Novak, lick his fucking ass. Like,
yeah, I'm going to lick his ass. And he's like, giving his fans out. Like, no, no, no. He's like, yeah, get your fucking ass. He spreads his fucking ass cheeks apart. And just, and he's like, wow. Yeah, you get your ass licked.
Well, like, we're like, that ass.
Like a prison brawl, dude.
Yeah, dude. And then the worst part of that story, well, I forgot what I was going to say.
Did you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys push him with a catapult first?
We did that Stuff magazine shoot.
Oh, they love
with
me.
The Lambos. And it's like, it was like three girls and like five guys that were all doing the photo shoot. And they're like, well, you guys want to go into town and get something to eat, being we're done the photo shoot? So we go to Iron Hill, and I'm talking about Novak's sick ass. And right there at Iron Hill, while everybody's eating dinner, like, not only, like, the table that we're at, but
Windows
he's
behind
He's like, oh, bitch, dude. Like, he's talking to the girl from Stuff. He's like, my ass is minging, dude. Check it out. Stands up on the stool. Like, not shows his ass, like, spreads his asshole open at Iron Hill on the bar stool to show the girl.
It was like
ass
above her cheeseburger.
What'd she do?
At 5 o'clock dinner time, like, every family
just
sitting
so grossed out.
It's happy hour.
And then Bulger came in. And then Bulger came in. And then Bulger came in with the same hat I had on. And I'm like, bitch, why are you taking my style? So I take Bulger's knit hat off and piss in it. And then Bulger puts it back on his head.
Yeah, dude. You tortured that guy.
Were you scrubbing your ass with it, too?
I scrubbed my ass and pissed, like, a good 2-minute piss in there.
Dude, you held that
dude,
guy
dude, you
down.
Wiped my ass the other day, and it was so uncomfortable.
Ew.
I felt so violated.
Wait,
because I ripped the fuck on him. I ripped
Let's do it now. I bet you brown stain. Now.
You let him wipe your ass.
I ripped the fuck on his head. He's like, ew, dude, you got some leakage on that one. I'm like, no, I don't. He's like, I bet you $20 you got leakage. And I'm just like, no, no. He's like, let me come into the bathroom. I'm wiping your ass to find out. And I actually let him do it.
But dude, he puckered up. He puckered up.
I felt so violent. Like,
yeah. I was just
like,
back
like,
there.
Like, y'all. Like, y'all.
Like, yeah. Like, super
clothes on. It didn't even. Don't you feel violated when you wear clothes?
Dude, I bet you it's just staying your ass. Right now, you want a bat, dude?
Yeah, right. Look, let me wipe your ass. All right,
All right.
Let me wipe your ass.
And then I'll wipe yours. Yeah. I'm going to toilet paper, guys.
Brandon is watching his
That's
back.
That's fucking disgusting, man.
Dude, you're really going to do this.
Brandon's watching his back to us. Just so everyone listening.
You're letting this happen.
Bam's in a row. Like, ew, come on, man.
Pull your pants down, dude. I'm wiping your ass.
Oh, come on. That's
and I'm not puckering up, bitch.
I'm wiping your ass. Ew.
It's just stuck in. I can't, dude.
It's just
ew, dude. Even wiping another guy's ass. Like, I was the wiper, and I felt violated.
You're one bad. Brandon's in a bad.
Was it
engine right now?
He just put him out.
Pants are all
cold. In his mouth.
Shippers and Sparks.
The Novak jump away.
Shippers.
I'm dedicating this song to you. Just to take that. This is Cradle of Filth, number 9. This is called Ground Zero. Cradle of Filth, just for shit, bro.
Radio 28 Faction.
Novak.
strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner. I'm serious, 28 Faction.
All right, let's just recap on what just happened. So I just wiped Novak's ass, and then he got pressed right up against shit.
You know, in his mouth, it was, and he had to spit it out of his mouth.
It was in there for like 5 seconds.
Dude, I had it in my hand. Deco thought I was going to put it on him. Like, I point behind him, and fucking Wee Boy over here staring at his face.
Well, Sinku's just got on film, so I'm sure it's going to be on YouTube in like 11
seconds. In a hot second, you leak.
Now, actually, it'll be on Ryan G's Photography.
It already is. Dude.
And that's Ryan GEEPhotography.com.
Yeah, here comes Shitbird.
Shitbird, get on that mic. Shitbird.
What took so long for you to get it out of your
throw
mouth?
The hell up, man.
Yo, dude, shit mouth.
That tastes like fucking free
dude,
rain.
Dude, it was in there for like 5 seconds before you realized.
It's like,
I pulled it off. Now Shitbird's getting that back. Did you wipe your ass?
I just want to fuck you to be stoked, baby.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
Uncle Matt just shoved the shit back in the Novak's mouth.
Was it his shit
it
or your shit?
My shit from my main fucking
you just went to the bathroom and wiped your ass?
I went all the way upstairs and was like, here, man, I got a whole pack of cigarettes for you and me, man.
Oh, man.
You got it.
How'd that taste, though?
Well, the thing is, I've had men's dick in my mouth, so what's much worse? I'll do that for $10.
God, you're there.
How my dick tastes, darling?
Does that make you a fag?
It makes me a fag if the price is right.
You know what that was?
And my pockets aren't.
You know what that was, Novak?
That sounds like a show.
That was a brown eye for a brown eye right there.
Like he doesn't, like... It's like Indian. If you, like, lick some dude's dick as a joke, like, are you gay?
1% more gay.
It's like shooting someone and saying, psych. What the fuck is that?
Let's get some money around the table here, and I'll take one full suck of someone's dick here.
I ain't giving you money to suck someone's dick.
Big assholes, dude. Let's just get some money going.
Dick sucking Olympics.
Because, fam, if you just close your eyes, it could be anything.
Hey, Pamela Anderson, fucking knob job until the sun comes up.
Oh. You love it when fat girls suck your dick, don't you?
Dude, because nobody wants to fuck them, so they have to master the technique of head.
How much money would you take to do? How much money are you looking for? I'm just curious.
$50.
I don't want to give you any. I'm just curious.
$50, and I'll take 2 strokes off a dick right now.
didn't you say one before?
Why are you upping your end?
You're upping your end.
Because I want the deal to happen so bad.
Fuck it, I'll do it for $20 and 4 pumps.
$4 pumps.
$20 and 1 pump.
Let me just get 1 pump.
Get a coupon.
Now, Oz, why can't I do this for
half off
money,
a dick suck today?
Now, Oz, why can't I get some money? And,
what did you call it? Not socks. What did you call it?
What
did you call it?
What did you call it?
Well, I don't say.
Two pumps? What did you call it?
No, 2 strokes.
Two full pumps in my mouth.
Two what, though? You called it something.
We called it 2 strokes.
I don't remember.
2 strokes?
Two pump jump? Like different 2 strokes for different strokes.
I love it. 2 strokes for the same price.
1 full pump of the piston.
They probably have that on the menu somewhere.
So let's get back
going
to...
on here with the light?
Gee, are you fucking kidding?
Come on.
It's like a goddamn disco in here.
I didn't touch shit.
Goddamn Chuck E. G's over here.
Gee, dude.
Chuck E. G's. Chuck E. Jesus.
Who the fuck let you out of the hospital today, bro? Get your ass back there.
Shit, he's got a Led Zeppelin fucking hoodie on, dude.
Cheese steaks over here.
I love how G always chooses the seat that, like, the wire of the whole radio show
is under.
He's underneath it, so when he moves his fucking chair,
fat
he always
ass. His fat ass moves a chair.
Chuck E. Cheese.
He's stepping on cord.
We all got new nicknames.
Don't you realize you're in control of like millions of people by sitting there? If you fall, you fucking deserve
it. Oh, dude, we should take
Shinkers
to the rocks, dude. You know he would be neck deep in fucking that cold water, dude.
Imagine how small his dick would be getting out of that water.
Let's get G to do it.
Dude, let's just go to the rocks.
Yeah, get G to do it.
Until one of them
fuck up way worse.
Dude, I love pressing my life.
Well, let's go to Thursday when you get back from New York.
It's fun. St. Peter's Village.
What do you think? Thursday?
St. Peter's to go back out, Lennon.
I might have to film.
Well, that's filming.
Lennon wants to go back out.
Dude, jump that same rock in the same wet foot, dude.
I'll jump it.
I'll fucking chant.
Lennon, do it in a suit.
Done,
do it in a nice
done,
suit with penny loafers.
Yo.
Have him do it in his Pauline outfit.
Oh, yeah.
What's the Pauline outfit?
Just like that pink dress he was wearing.
Oh, yeah.
It dressed him up like the Donkey Kong princess. He's fucking rubbing his dick all over me. It's fucking disgusting, dude. Your fucking hairy nuts fucking flying around.
Maybe before you beat somebody's
now
ass,
play
you,
this.
You rub your dick all over them.
Now smell this.
you ain't my chocolate pudding pop.
Awkward moment.
Dude, how about... Yo, Ben, how about a time before we left for London, we're like, yeah, let's get a radio show. We sit in here for fucking 45 minutes and record a radio show, and Weed Boy here...
I look at it, and I'm like, yo, Shipper, are you even recording? He's like, yeah, I'm recording. I'm like, well, how can the numbers aren't moving? He's like, look, record. I'm like, and I look at it. I'm like, yeah, record with a pause right next to it.
Oh, man.
He's like, well, just start over. I'm like, start over from the song we just played or from the beginning? He's like, well, from the beginning.
I'm going to figure this shit out. Man.
How long was it?
Casey's been showing me a lot of shit.
It was a good 20 minutes.
A good 30 minutes.
There's a learning curve involved, dude. There's a fucking learning curve.
But like, that involved on your part.
Picture read. Doing this whole episode and having to talk about what we have to talk about and we laugh about everything.
Yeah. Like,
it would be fake laughs the whole time.
It would be fucking lame.
I thank God that happens every time I'm on the
radio. Casey's got shit to do. He can't always be here, so I gotta
figure
this
shit out.
Well,
you can't do when you are here.
Well, it's not going to make a big difference then, is it?
What an answer.
That's probably the wrong answer. But
that was.
Okay, no. Oh, I got the right answer. I'm trying to learn how to do this
trying
shit,
trying is a setup for?
Failure.
There we go. You can't say try around here anymore. It's like a lost word.
Fuck, it's not a lost word. It's a pointless word that makes you fuck up time and time.
Sometimes you try not to do heroin.
Yeah, and I did it over and over.
Who wants to listen to a meth head from the desert?
Yeah, I want to learn how to cook meth.
Is it Buddy Bill?
I'll try to listen to
Nick Oliveri on Radio Band Faction.
28.
our son.
What's up? I'm April Margera.
Hi, this is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
On Faction 28.
Sorry, I was just thinking about if anybody ever snapped a ball in football and shit themselves all over the quarterback.
That's a pass he'd miss.
Shit on the football. And
no, like, hike. And just, like, shit when they bent over. Or
they
like,
farted right when they squeezed to, like, oh, God, that'd be nasty.
No, but I did get off the school bus and didn't make it home in time, so.
I mean, maybe if you drank a cup of coffee before you snapped that ball. Coffee makes you shit.
Have you ever, like, went, like, anywhere, like, the supermarket or a restaurant and, like, some, like, old lady or dude, like, ripped a fart by an accident?
Oh, yeah. My mother shit her pants so many times. Let's call her mom, dude. She'll shit her pants.
We only have 5 minutes.
She shits her pants. She'll go to a supermarket anywhere. She is fucking, it's like diarrhea shit. My mom has, I think she works in the hospital. Like, she should have medication for this shit.
You ever sneeze and fart and there's nothing you can do about it? Like, you're just like.
So bad. I did it in a classroom where there was only one teacher. And I farted so fucking bad. Yeah. I sneezed and it was just like, that's your.
And you got another fart.
And like, I just sat there and was like, sorry.
Dude,
yeah, it's so long.
Tim O'Connor said that he was sitting behind the hottest girl in school and they were all taking this quiet ass test. And during the test, she goes, achoo!
And
Tim just goes, no, she sneezed, but
she
like.
She tried to cover it. Oh, okay.
No. And she didn't know what to do. And Tim just goes, ah! He said that the whole class was just laughing their ass off. And she ran out of the room, didn't show up to school for 3 days.
Hey, Bam.
I would do the same thing.
If you can fucking pee and fart while you're peeing without interrupting the stream, I'll give you $100.
You can't just do that. If you piss and follow.
It doesn't shut off for 1 second, I'll give you $100.
The piss must follow. Have you ever tried to shit? And not take a piss.
Yeah, that's how you know you're done.
Have you ever tried to shit and not take a piss? It's like,
at the very end, you're just like,
that'll make the evening more.
Dude, if you can fart while you're pissing and keep the stream going without any interruption whatsoever, I'm impressed. Because I tried it the other day. I was just like, I had to stop peeing and go,
dude, you gotta get
and then pee again.
That's what you're doing all day.
Maybe that's just me.
Just watching your own dick to see if you can not, like, and practice opening your asshole while you pee.
Well, you know, like George Carlin said, he's like, you can't sneeze while you're peeing or something and stop. But like, remember? If you sneeze while you're peeing?
No, like jogging with a boner or some shit. I think.
No, I was shitting while running.
Yeah, I can jog with a boner right now.
Yeah, dude, that's easy. Come on, it's all good jogging with a boner.
Something really fun.
So the three dudes who can't get a boner have to stay home and can't jog. That's the way it works.
I'll have
so
a boner.
Stay home and jerk off.
You're only allowed to jog if you got a boner.
Like, here's something you don't see all the time.
Why would you want to go jog with a boner anyway?
Yeah, what the? Who the fuck thought of that, G? Did you think of that,
dude? G, when's the last time you took a healthy jog around the block?
Let me think about it.
G, answer quick. Don't think.
Yeah, go. Ready?
Right
here.
Now, answer. Me and G should have a marathon test.
Yeah,
no, I did.
He's probably running from a dog or something.
Wait. Tell me, G.
Huh?
You jogged?
No, I just walked, dude.
What, to get cheesesteaks?
I can't bust your balls because I jogged to the store to get cigarettes. It's like, and I passed all those cancer fuckers that were collecting money.
Yeah,
I was like,
you also jogged to the store to get candles so you could fucking jack off to fucking Yanni with the fan.
Yeah, like I said, you got to set the mood, man. It's all about the mood, dude. But no, seriously, like all these people were collecting for cancer, like give for cancer, and I was on my way to a fucking cigarette outlet to buy a carton in Delaware, and they wanted money. I was like, what the fuck? That's the loop.
You should have from my school,
you man. You should have gave a dollar, man. Karma.
They should have gave
me
a fucking dollar for a coupon for getting cancer in the first place because I'm going to end up in the back end.
You know, did you see in town, like, how many people, all those dudes that were holding up the Penn State cancer thing to get money at the red lights? They're at, like, every single block.
Yeah,
I know. And like, killing, I bet.
Yeah, but I like, gave my money to the first dude that I see.
To
and then, like,
frat
the next block that I go, there's, like, more people, and you know damn well, like,
dude, Van was at the fucking red light. He didn't even give no money. You know what I mean? Like, but, I just did to the guy back there.
But you also paid for a cake party. You didn't give no cancer funds.
Yeah, it's fucking frat boy shit. That's what they do.
What if you just pulled up and you're like,
yo, I got cancer, so why don't you just give me that whole buff?
Like, what if you said that?
That's pretty good.
Or just like,
what's it for? Cancer?
Oh, what up, Nabe?
Well, I don't got it, so what the fuck did I get money for?
You know, like, just be a total dick.
Those cancer patients need no money at all, man. They get
wait,
so
what am I donating money to?
Fucking asshole, it's
cancer?
For fucking
I don't
you
got it. Shit, I'm going to buy smokes right now.
Like,
as a matter of fact, it's $3.25. Let me get a quarter out of there because I only got $3 right now.
Like, take money to go get smokes from a cancer.
I hate the car wash ones. Like, just take the money. I don't want you touching the car, dude.
My
I have a piece of shit car.
Like, when you go to Philly, dude, you go to Philly, and then right when you hit the red light, like, right in the worst part of, like, North Philly, they always, like, these kids always come up with the sickest, dirtiest sponge that they wash, like, 18 cars with. And they come up to your car, like, they just make the windshield dirtier. I'm like, no. I'll give you money to not wash it. You know, like, here's money. Just don't touch my fucking car.
They banned that in New York.
They did?
Yeah. That squeegee shit?
Yeah, the squeegee shit.
Because the water's so damn filthy. They washed 19 cars with it.
Remember how excited that one dude was when after you drove the Hummer up at, like, Blue Diamond? We cruised through there, and the dude's like, oh, dang, that's a dirty Hummer. And he was so excited coming up, thinking he was, like, going to spend 2 hours washing.
We're
going to take Diamond all day.
But those same squeegee boys out there squeezing the cars we speak, so that law of them not being able to do it is bullshit.
Oh, we went over Arasafa, and they were telling us, like, they have this sign.
Oh, yeah.
It's, the sign says, you know, the hayride's closed. It says P-chart. Tell us if you went. Like, they're keeping count. I was like, well, what is that? Like,
yeah,
so
like
the porta potties get full, you know, or something?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, that's how many people piss themselves. And they said they even found a guy who shit themselves, and they saw him in the cornfield with a flashlight, the medic, and he was just scooping shit out of his pants.
Cause because he got so scared of the hayride.
He shit himself and ran off the hayride.
Picture shitting your ass at a fucking haunted hayride. How? Oh, that's
so weird. Like,
how do they count how many people piss themselves?
Is there someone checking as they walk
yeah,
out?
Yeah, I guess people.
They said another girl, like, was just walked out carrying her pants because she had a long coat on.
She pissed her pants and just took her fucking pants.
But she went through the. But you know you're going to get scared.
Oh,
like,
man.
Why?
How embarrassing.
You're going to get scared, but you're not getting laid. I know that.
That would have been pretty hot, though. That girl pulled her pants off. She still went through the whole rest of the thing with no fucking.
Ew.
Is that real?
No.
Yes.
You
fucked
your
jockeys.
Yes.
Dude, I farted DeVito so many times today, like the hardest farts in the world. He's like, Novak, fart one time, we're fighting. So I get up to fart on him. He's such a pussy.
I farted him.
Once your loose ass is just like.
Dude, farts just fall out of my ass.
Asshole whispered in Matt Cole's ear three great times today. Once when he cleaned up shit, I was like, don't forget that spot. Ape's going to be mad if you don't clean that up. He was like, oh, yeah. Right in his ear. And then I dropped $10 behind him. I was like, you dropped 10 bucks. He was like, oh, I got 10 bucks. I farted on him. He just hands it back. Knowing he didn't even try to sink it.
Keep it, he better kept it.
Remember when you were holding that like postcard or something and then you just...
The notes. You were like, Brad, read these, and you should say this.
He goes like this. He grabs his notebook, and he just goes like this.
Bam, hands me a notebook, and he wants
me
to read
it. He just drops it like that.
I
just look at him like, what? And I just bend down and pick it, and he just brings his fucking fart on me. But, like, I saw that you blatantly dropped it.
I just dropped
it.
We looked at each other for, like,
accidentally dropped it.
It was so awkward. It was like, hand it to me. Read this. It's like, I wasn't moving, man. It's like, oh, I'm
we made all this eye contact, and then I just like gave him a weird look, and then I just bent down
a stupid deco or something. Oh, dude, I got Lendon.
Suck on that.
I told Lendon that we needed to change these outdoor light bulbs. This is good, right? But we didn't have a ladder, so I got Lendon gets me on his shoulder, so my ass is right on his spine at the top by his neck. The light is on. It's big floodlights. I got a normal light bulb, and the lights are on, and I tell him I got to change it. So, of course, Lendon just walks me right out. I fucking rip it right on his neck. He goes, oh, cracker. So he has to buck me off, and I'm like, no. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's change it for real. Then I fucking ripped it again right on his fucking right on his spine. He loves it.
For real
it.
This time.
Fucking
dude, you're crying wolf, Deco. One of these days, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's all coming back. Like,
oh, I openly accept the challenge. Fart away.
He's tough, though.
All right, it's time to go. I'm going to play Within Temptation.
Why is it always time to go when Ellis is next? Like, who the fuck is... He's got two listeners. I mean, I'm sure they care about us more.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Ew, man. How's your girl? How's your fiance? Fuck you. You're a manger.
Let's hear some Within Temptation. Later.
Later.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.